Welcome to Life Changers, a program designed to give solutions to the problems we experience on a daily basis. Your host is Dr. K.V. Abraham, clinical psychologist and a professor at St. Thomas University in Miami, Florida. My name is Christina Varghese, and I welcome you to our program. Let's begin with Life Changers.
Here we go.
Hello, my friend. How are you? I'd like to express my heartfelt condolences to people who have been affected by the tsunami disaster. What I'm doing is producing a series of radio programs that can be helpful to the victims. Today, I will be talking about losses, how to handle life's losses. So let me start. Have you ever lost a loved one? How about a job or a lot of money? This is what happened to thousands and thousands of people who lost their loved ones during this recent disaster. Let me ask you, what were your feelings? How did you overcome those feelings? In the Bible, we have the story of someone who lost all of his children in one incident and all of his wealth in a series of incidents afterwards. On top of everything, he also became extremely sick. By the way, his sickness may have been contributed by the stress that he was experiencing. Well, that is the story of Job in the Bible, a man who lived around 1700 BC. According to the Bible, Job's life was full of triumphs and tragedies. He was born as the grandson of Jacob, according to the book of Genesis, chapter 46 and verse 13. Yes, patriarch Abraham was his great-grandfather. Job was the commander and chief of an army. He said in the book of Job, chapter 29 and verse 25, "I sat chief and dwelt as a king in the army." He was also very rich. But tragedies hit Job one by one. First, Sabians took away his great wealth of oxen and asses, according to Job chapter 1 from verse 13. Then in a fire, he lost 7,000 sheep and servants. Then according to Bible history, the Chaldeans took away his 3,000 camels and killed all the servants who took care of them. And finally, when all of his children were feasting in their oldest brother's house, a big storm hit the ranch and all of them died at once. You will probably think that something like that in that sequence will not happen to anyone. Well, in the earthquake which took place near Bombay, many parents lost all of their children in a matter of seconds. In some cases, the whole family went underground. When a hurricane hit Miami in 1992, and in similar natural catastrophes elsewhere in our world, not only that people lost homes, but they also lost their valuable possessions and jobs. While I'm doing this recording, some 150,000 people have lost their lives due to the tsunami disaster, and probably many more due to other complications of this disaster. Now, as we continue to look at the story of Job, we will find that he was counseled by some of his friends. It seemed the worst of everything that happened to Job was the counseling which he received from his friends. They tried to convince Job that his sins were the reasons for his tragedies. If you visit Job at this stage, you will find him in deep sorrow. He will tell you, "My days are past, my purpose are broken off, even the thoughts of my heart." That is found in Job chapter 17 and verse 11. He will also tell you, "My face is foul with weeping, and on my eyelids is the shadow of death." Chapter 16 and verse 16. If stress was a one-time thing, he would have probably tried to forget it. To Job, his pain was prolonging because his so-called counselors were a constant reminder of his losses. No wonder he described them as miserable comforters. Chapter 16 and verse 2. Let us remember, Job did not know what transpired in heaven before all of these things happened. If he knew what God told Satan, he would have been at ease. In spite of all what happened to Job, he did not lose hope. He said, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh I will see God." Chapter 19, verses 25 and 26. Job was envisioning the resurrection of the dead and was also sure that God will perfect what concerned him. He said, "For he performeth the thing that is appointed for me." Chapter 23 and verse 14. "And he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." Chapter 23 and verse 10. Some people will probably turn away from God when calamity strike them. But Job was determined about his commitment to God. He said, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." Through the misery Job went through, he learned some valuable lessons. He learned that God will allow trials in the lives of the righteous. He learned that God will visit his children in times of troubles. We read in Job chapter 38 and verse 1, "Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, Deck thyself now with majesty and excellency, and array thyself with glory and beauty." He also learned that God whom he served is able to restore everything he lost. According to the Bible, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. God also restored his health, and Job lived another 140 years. What lessons do we learn from Job's story? First, we should never lose hope and give up, regardless what the situation is. Secondly, we should remain positive like Job. Thirdly, we should not build up negative emotions such as anger within ourselves and displace it on God or other people. Job was very careful that no negative emotion took control of him. Let me close with a few verses from the prophetical book of Joel chapter 2. From verse 25, there we read, "I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmerworm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty, and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, that hath dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterward, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit." The God of Job is a God of blessings. Whatever your loss is at this point, my friend, seek him. He will restore you completely. This is a special announcement. During the summer, I will be conducting counseling seminars in India. If you are interested in attending any of these seminars, would you please get in touch with us? My email address is kvabraham@aol.com. Again, kvabraham@aol.com. My addresses will be given at the end of this program. Friends, thank you for listening to Life Changers. I'd like you to take a few moments and write to me and let me know that you heard this program. That will encourage me to continue this radio ministry. I'm really interested in knowing where exactly you listen to me from, what state, you know, what country. So please let me know you listen to this program, and also let me know how clear the program was. And when you write to me, do mention your prayer needs and counseling needs. I will definitely get back with you and also send you our quarterly newsletter. And in addition, I will also send you a special gift. So please write to me. I'm going to give you two addresses. The first address is in India. The address is Life Changers, FIBA Radio Box 25066. That's again FIBA Radio Box 25066, Bangalore 560025, India. The address in the United States is Dr. K.B. Abraham, P.O. Box 550032, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33355, USA. That address again is Dr. K.B. Abraham, P.O. Box 550032, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33355, USA. And my email address is kvabraham@aol.com. kvabraham@aol.com. When you write, please do request for a copy of my book titled Life Changers with 52 Inspirational Radio Talks. Thank you for tuning to Life Changers, and I hope you will tune in again next week at the same time. This is Dr. K.B. Abraham, producer, and Tom John, engineering, saying goodbye for now, and may God bless you.